Tonight, I'll speak a little bit about the Parshas Korah. Rashi makes a statement over here from the Medrash that Parsha Zu Yofa Nidreshet. This Parsha is beautifully homiletically explained all the time, Drush. Many commentaries say that Rashi, they say in a joking way, Rashi's alluding to the fact that this parsha of Korach is always in place. Yofa Nidreshes, because it's always a machlokes. If you find two Jews, there's a machlokes. He holds this, he holds this way. So it's parsha zu Yofa Nidreshes. You can always have a drosha for this particular parsha in that sense. But what I wanted to say is based on the question that I spoke about some time ago, either last year or 2 years ago, that many people ask, how is it Korach was zeiche to a name of a parsha to be called Korach? Like you say, Vayetze Yaakov. So you call the parsha Vayetze. Vayishlach Yaakov. Vayishlach. Could have said Vayikach Korach. Parsha's Vayikach. Why Korach got the name that all of them, they say, hey, Shabbos parsha's Korach, Korach, Korach. Don't forget the name Korach. So, if you recall, I once said an answer to that in a different context. But I thought this year more deeper concept to understand the whole idea. It came to my mind a different approach. Actually, last time I spoke just in general. That from each one of the five of Noah, Yisro, you have, and you have Korah, Balak, and Pinchas, five people. And each one gives us a lesson. From Korah in general, we just said that that no matter who you are, when you do wrong, you'll be punished. There's no such thing as you're rich, or wealthy, or healthy, and so forth, or Chochom, or Big Tzaddik. That Korach had Nevius, he saw that Shmuel Novi's coming from him and so forth. But still, when it comes to punishment, you're punished. So be it. You can take a simple lesson from there. But the approach I'd like to take tonight is still a little bit different. First of all, it's interesting to note that 11 times is mentioned the name Korach in the parasha here. 11 times. And the commentaries mentioned that really the word Korach, if you write it mole, full, should be kuf vav reish ches. The vav is the O, Korach. But in all 11 times over here, Korach is always chosen, always Korach, kuf reish ches, which means that but you have the Masorah is Kuf Resh Ches, Korah. It could be read Korah any way. But what you add the Masorah, then you have the Kriya, Yeshem the Mikro, you read it as if there was a Vav. But there is no Vav. For example, even by Yaakov, there's five places you know that Yaakov has a Vav. Yaakov, there's a place for the Mole, a Vav. But here we find always that way. That's one thing. Another interesting question over here is that it says Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohaz ben Levi and the Doson va'aviram v'nei Eliyahu v'yayim v'palas ben Yuvin. So what does it mean? Who took over here? Vayikach, whenever we say taking means with words or whatever it is, it's three people. Korach, Vidoson, Aviram. It should say Vayikhu. Why say Vayikach? Vayikach is a single form. Refers just to Korach alone. It should be Vayikhu. Vayikhu, Korach, Vayikhu, the lady, Vidoson, Aviram, whatever, so forth. They're all together. That's another point. To go, let's say chronologically over here, all the years Moshe Rabbeinu led the Jewish people, he was constantly reproached, and we know with sorrows and problems and so forth. And again, back to Mitzrayim, get back to Mitzrayim, whether it was the Egel, whether it was the Mesoyinim, whether it was the Mon, whether it was the Shabbat, anything that came up, they always complained. But it was always that they didn't listen to him, always led by Dos of Aviram, who were his, what you call, his original enemies. And whatever they had a Mishka, whatever he said, they did different. That was, but not once do you find there should be a machlokes against Moshe Rabbeinu in what we call an ishius, in the personal, you. Why are you making yourself the big shot? Why are you the boss? Why you? Here was a personal attack. And all the other reasons, all the years, they wanted meat, they wanted this, they wanted that, this problem, that problem, whatever. But never was a concept of a personal to Moshe Rabbeinu. Never reproached Moshe Rabbeinu as Moshe, why you? Who are you to be the leader? This is the only first time this happened over here by Kaira. That's one. Another thing you see in the parasha here, the only place, which is very difficult at first to understand, the only place where you find what Moshe Rabbeinu said when Kairach and they wanted to bring all the 250 from the Canaan, to bring the Keteris and so forth, and they refused to deal with Moshe Rabbeinu, refused to come to him and so forth to deal with him in any way. And but so Moshe Rabbeinu, when Dos Ravir refused to come and so forth, he said, "Al Tisha El Nichosa." Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Bnei Yisrael, "Don't accept their tefillah. Don't accept their offering and so forth." Which means that Moshe Rabbeinu went against a segment of Klal Yisrael. First time in the history of all the years of Moshe Rabbeinu to make such a statement. I said, "I never took a donkey from them. But he had to go to Mitzrayim, he paid everything on his own. Never had an oar from them, like Shulanovi and so forth." Al Tisha When Moshe Rabbeinu should make such a statement, when he could say, "Mecheinu, Ksifrecha, erase me from the Torah if you don't forgive them for the Egel and so on and so forth," for the biggest averus that they ever did. And here, when it's a personal attack, he said, "Don't accept the prayer." What is the concept over here? To answer all these particular points, I was thinking. What I said 11 times Korah. Kuf Resh Ches. Korah, the Medrash brings, Korah was a tremendous Talmid Chacham, a very high level. Korah, you know, was Moshe Rabbeinu's first cousin. Moshe ben Amram ben Kohaz. Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohaz. So Moshe's father and Korach's father were brothers, Amram and Yitzhar. So Moshe and Korach were first cousins. First cousins. A relative, for sure. Close relative. With Korach. Kuf Reish Ches. Korach was on a level of Pikeach, Godel, as Rashi brings. tremendous chacham, and not only a chacham, but wise in general, knowing every how to deal and so forth. They lived in between a chacham and a pekeach. A chacham in a parsha could be a chacham in book learning or worldly activities, and you can't. You have to have a seichel. He was not only a chacham in learning and knowing, but about seichel. And a Baal Sefer should go into such a thing, as the Sfas Emes says it in the form of a sarcastic remark, as Rashi brings over here, Korach shepikeach hoya, ma'aroh l'shtu zeh. So Poshup Shat Rashi over here is Korach, that he was such a big pikeach, how did he do such an idiotic thing to fight with Moshe? But the Sfas Emes says in a different shot, he says Korach shepikeach hoya, ma'aroh l'shtu zeh. To be such a pikeach, he says. Sometimes too much of pikeach is not good. When you know you're too much of pikeach, toilish. My son hits it on the word pikeach. Maror l'shtu zeh, he is pikeach. That's what he learned Shat and Rashi, right? And also, he had the thing in the Vius. He saw that Moshe, that she will nobody's coming from him. And he thought that that's going to be his protection too. But of course, that's not the way. That's not. First, you could be a grandchild, could be a Novi, a great grandchild, and so forth. And he could be a Sheikh. It doesn't work that way. No, think that in that exclusive later generation that helped the guy previous now when he wasn't even born yet. Understand? So I said, Korach. Korach stands for three things. Says the chosr never would evolve. Kuf reish ches. The kuf stands for kinah, jealousy. He was jealous of his cousin, jealous of Moshe Rabbeinu, and even the greatest chokhmah, greatest pikeah, the greatest tzaddik, and so forth. The yetzer hara of jealousy has to be controlled. Jealousy can get in there. The sotah works on that. Like, only jealousy means you're jealous. Why the other guy has $100? I don't have it, and so forth. But jealousy can leave me on a higher level. Like, I'm a chochem and this and that and all that. So, well, why him, Taka? I'm a godel too. I'm a godel. So, he like a justifiable jealousy in his own mind. He's a pikeach, a jealousy. The reish stands for roimimus, rum. That's Gaiva, coven. Korach wanted coven. Not enough. He was the richest guy at that time. He was the richest guy of all, you should know. Korach was the richest guy at that time. But even that wasn't enough. And even the rupees that he had wasn't enough. And he had a big standing among the people, too. And had he waited his time, he might have been somebody. But the question is, Gaiva and conceit. He can't wait. So there's kinah, and there was gaiva, and the ches stands for chemda. That's taiva, that you desire. It's not enough what I have, I want more. Person that's taiva means he's never satisfied. He wants more, he wants more of this and that. So he wanted the gashmis, he wanted more control. And it says over there, the Medrash brings that he instigate the people all night. And Moshe Rabbeinu makes money on the deal. But they can hear they get Maisa. Here they get the Maisa. Here they get Truman. There's all kinds of stuff he made up over there and arouse them. He had the tithe he wanted. There's a kinder tithe. And we say in Perek, the Mishnah says, the kind of the tithe and the covenant, you might see this other in oil. And that's what happened with Korach. Point over here is that here, when a person comes to a machlokes, as I said, in a situation where you're attacking a man personally because of kind of tithe and covenant, it's not, as I said, it's not like all the other attacks on Moshe Rabbeinu. You just listen to them. Don't go out Shabbos, there won't be any mon. These guys went out Shabbos. All right, but it's not attacking Moshe as a person. Why are you the leader? So you attack a person personally and so forth, then the kin, tithe, and covet works, because that's the personal attack that you have, that you feel you're better than the other person, than the other guy, and so forth. So here they what they call the personal attack on Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu said not to accept their gift. What's the pshat over here? I'll bring you the Gemara. The Gemara brings by Chana. Now we learn various halachas from Chana. And one of the halachas is that Eli saw by actual Eli that she was shikaira, and see that she was shaking and then mispala and so forth, that she was shikah. And Shika shouldn't have him. And he said to Admose Tishtakor, as Tosfos says over there, and what the Gemara brings over Rabbi Elazar, when a person sees Dovah She'ena Hogan B'Chaveiroi, very interesting, a local. You see something that's not correct by a person, you just have to tell him. You don't just ignore it. So Tosfos says, what's the Chiddush? You have to admonish somebody who does something wrong. What's Rabbi Elazar saying over here? So he says a murdering thing. He says applies to an Aveira. And he said the Araisa. And you see a person do an Aveira, he says, okay, you're not going to do that. It's Kilo Shabbos, you're not going to do it, etc. But here we're talking about a double shayna hokoi. If you see a thing that's not nice for you to do that, not nice for a Jewish boy to do that, or a Jewish girl to act that way, you have to tell them. That's not in the din of the chokhmah. Tosfos says, that's not the chokhmah. That's not our halacha. That a person should know that you see something, don't ignore things by other people. Try to correct the thing. It's not nice, he shouldn't act like that. That's what you tell a person, so forth. All right, he told her in a sharp way, which is not what he was talking was wrong. But the fact is that you're bequeathed to tell the person that he should correct himself. It's not nice. And Rabbi Elazar says, another thing you see from there, she said to him, why are you accusing me? You have no Ruach HaKodesh or Nevi'ahs over here. If you say that I'm a Shikaira, I'm not a Shikaira. And I'm a spout to the Bani son over here. So Omar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, if a person accuses and sees that you thinks he's doing you something wrong and he tells you to correct yourself and you know you didn't do it, you don't just keep quiet and walk away. You got to tell him, I didn't do it. And it's not right. You're wrong what you accuse me. And over Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar says also that the person that does it, if you say that, he has to appease you. And not only appease you, Rabbi Elazar, he says, but also to give you a bracha. When Eli said to her, Lech v'sholem Hashem yiten she'el osech, and God should give you what you want. So we see from here, Mod Nezach, that there's a certain element over here where it comes to personality. To a person has to protect himself. And a person has to answer. He accused Moshe Rabbeinu of the things over here. And who are you? You want all the money, you want all this and all that. This is a personal accusation that he's doing everything shalishma, and that he's doing things that are not proper, etc. Over here, Moshe Rabbeinu is who used to answer, who used to tell him. He said, but Chamor Echem became, so I never took a dime from them. I never used a donkey from them. Never took a free ride by them. Nothing at all. Not a marshal. Who did I ever do in all the years? And they have to know, they should know that this is it. But he's showing them also not to listen to their tefillah. Because in a case like this, where you attack the person of leadership, that the Rebbe Shem said he's the leader, and you're attacking the rabbi that he was appointed, the Mordiasa, or the Rosh Bezna, etc., etc. And you, because you don't like him, because you're jealous, et cetera, that you're destroying the fabric of the makeup of the society. So Moshe Rabbeinu held over there, you're not even allowed to take their tefillah. Moshe should not even take their tefillah and so forth. And this is the Yisrael I want to say over here. Parsha is called Parsha's Korach. Parsha's Korach and not Parsha's Vayikach. Why? Because we should learn from here that when you have a leadership, as the Rambam says, Eiluchol Abezdi Shebiyomecha. And Eiluchol Akoyin Shebiyomecha. By the Maaseh BaBikurim. A person should never say, I can't give the Bikurim to this Koyin. Who's this Koyin? The guy before him was a good Koyin Gadol and so forth. No such thing. And now he's the leader. He's the Das Torah at this particular time. That's the generation. That's what it is. You think it'll be better? If you were better, he would be better. Because the leader is according to the generation that the one says is Roker. So, Ein l'chol l'koyin shel yamecha, the Rambam says. You have to accept the leadership as the leadership. You can't contest leadership. A contesting could be a machlokes in halacha, where one godel is arguing in a different way and understanding halacha, machlokes b'shamay b'shilo, we understand. But a machlokes where you have in the personality of the individual, because you want to take over and so forth, that's not acceptable. So therefore, we learn from the falling the going to Parsha Korach that this is a yisoid, a basic concept in the din of leadership by Klal Yisrael. That person has to know that you don't attack the personality. Always in the din is if there's a difference of opinion in halacha and dinim and so forth. We're over there, if the person is guilty of it, there's punishment, whatever it may be. But to attack the personality in a sense, that's what that because of your kinah, tithe, and kavod, as we said, Korach, kinah, roilimus, kavod, and chemda, which is the concept of what you call tithe, kinah, tithe, and kavod. And that's why I said also, to answer the other question, why it says Vayikach Korach? Why doesn't it say Vayikachu? Because the pasuk says Korach, Yitzchak, Avram. There's three people mentioned here. They're all together. The answer is no. This was not an achdus. This was not an act of a group that had a different reasoning than the other group. As it says in Pirkei Avos, what is a machlokes l'shem Shemayim? Hillel v'Shamay. Hillel didn't attack Shammai. Shammai didn't attack Hillel. They had a different opinion regarding certain kelim and kashrus, regarding the din of Yibum. And in fact, one would tell the other that this kelim you could use, this you can't. This woman you could take, this you can't. Which means they were not out to hurt the individual's personality. It was an idea of halacha, of a derech, and how to paskin the din, paskin the halacha. And the Perek says over there, Machlokes Shelo L'shem Shemayim is Korach ve'Adosoi. What's that, Korach ve'Adosoi? She said, Korach u'Moshe. The answer is because in the Machlokes of Korach alone, there was no unanimity, there was no achdus. Korach wanted, but we said the kin of time it all was one. The other guys wanted another thing. Those of you were there just for the fight. Each one was there for an ulterior motive, a different motive they had. So I can't say Vayikhu. Vayikhu would mean they all took one together as a group. They weren't a group. So it was first Vayikach Korach. Maybe it was Korach was the leadership and so forth. And Nochshlepus was Dosavir and so forth, with their own ulterior motives that they had. So it's not Vayikhu as one element, as one group. That answers that question also. So you see the whole concept over here, what I'm bringing out, and understanding the Maisa of Korach in this particular format, in this way of what was really going on over here, for the first time in the history of Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu, that there was an attack, a personal attack. Just what you represent. And I want it. I want it. I said that Moshe said, Rav HaKamenei Levi, what do you want from me? And as Moshe said to them, Moharek is the leader of the world. What do you want from Moharek? What do you want from us? We were appointed, and that's it. So that's the Katsuro here. And that could happen to be by the greatest of the greatest. And that's the lesson that we have in the name Korah. Korah, who was a descendant of Chochom and Pikeach, and the greatest of Tzaddik also. It bring down in the Mizrashi Yom HaShabbos, it says over there, but toward the end, Tzaddik Katomor Yifroch. Tzaddik ends with a Kof. Katomor ends with a Resh. Yifroch ends with a Ches. And the Mefarshim say, Tzaddik Katomor Yifroch. The last letters make the word Korach. Korach was not a pusher to guy. But the greatest of the greatest, you have to know when it comes to Midos. That's what Chazal say in the Mishnah. When it comes, Kina, Taiva, and Kovoi, it hits everybody. Even the greatest of the greatest have that Kina, that Taiva, that Kovoi on their level. What means Kina by them? Kina to be a greater leader. I want to be the greater leader. That guy's a kid, he wants a few dollars more. The other guy has a few dollars. There are different levels of kid, type, and COVID. That's the insight you see from here. But even the greatest of the greatest are Tamed, Viatz, Vachad, Yoy, Marishko. You have to learn from Korach that you must control your meters. And you can't be have a personal attack. When he was appointed, he's appointed the rabbi more than the Asura. You have respect, even though you know more than the rabbi. Talmud Chacham, but was in the shul where he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than the rabbi. But he's not the rabbi. Now, Pi Aloka, he's mechuyev to give the cover to the robe. There was a mice, I don't want to go into it. I don't want to mention names or go into anything, but there was a mice in Borough Park and the shul and so forth, where they wouldn't go to the drosha because they felt that he either come to his drosha and so forth. And a tremendous machlokes came about that for years. And the guy was thrown out. The guy was wrong, 100% wrong. The rabbi was the one in Israel. Well, he was appointed because he's a good speaker, he's a darshan, whatever it is. He was appointed, he's the rule. Yeah, machlokes and halacha and din. And you could show that there's halacha and it's best, okay. So yeah, the rabbi will have to answer you a tshuva response in halacha. But to approach him because I'm better than he is, I don't want to accept him as leadership. He was appointed. He got the job. That's the concept we see from Kaira. That's the insight that we see from Kaira. That no excuse that a person has, that no matter what grade he is, and that's the mamish, the punishment is severe. The earth swallowing him up, and that's it. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, the only place where Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't accept their tefillah. The world has to know, like my Chana, the world has to know that I never took anything from them. They accused me, who am I, and so forth. My answer is, I never took anything from you. Choshen boy, yei boy. And therefore, that's the punishment over there. The highest madrega that a person could have. And I once said, Pshat also in Tzaddik Katomor Yifrach means the word Tzaddik Katomor. The word Tomor itself means like a date, a nice fat juicy date, you know, medjool dates, whatever you call them over there, like that. There's swell those dates. Katomor Yifrach should blossom forth. The Tzaddik. And as I wanted to say also in another way, there are in a tzachus and a Amalek, say Tzaddik HaTomor. I said Tomor also says Tomor was a Maaseh with Yehuda. Tomor. Tomor was a Tzaddikus. Tomor was Moiseh Nefesh. She wouldn't embarrass Yehuda. Was going to give up her life and her child, children and so forth, and twins, in order not to embarrass somebody. Tzaddik HaTomor Yifro. I want to say that's the answer to that Korach of the last letters. Tzaddik HaTomor Yifro means Korach. But also Tzaddik HaTomor Yifroch, not Korach, not like a Tzaddik Torah that it's still that he wanted for himself, but the Tzaddik like Tomor, Tzaddik is like Tomor that willing to give up her life, not to forget, not to embarrass an individual, not to bring Chas V'Shalom a personal embarrassment to an individual, where she had the goods and where she was right, and yet she didn't do it. Tzaddik HaTomor Yifroch, that type of a Tzaddik. But the tzaddik that comes from Koyrach Kuf Reish Ches at the end over there, he fell in because of the kind of tithe and covered, he couldn't control himself in that particular sense. And that's the lesson we take. The parsha is called Koyrach. You have to learn from that, that when we have leadership, you have to accept the leadership. And that's if it's what you call legal leadership. Person was appointed, contract, he's the rabbi, he's the role, he's the husband, whatever it may be, and so forth, or the diet, whatever it may be, or in any field whatsoever, that you have to have that respect. That's the office. They might not like to, whatever it may be, but that's the metzius, that's the fact. That's the yisoid of Yerina of Koyra. Therefore, that's the yisoid of Yerina of Koyra. And I said, if you recall, I'll end by the word that I said many times, I like to say it, that in the name itself, you find sometimes the whole story of the person. I said, Koyrach. You take the word Korach. Korach itself comes to the word Kereach. Like, you remember, like, Kereach Mikan, Kereach Mikan, the famous story of the Gemara, where a guy had two wives. He had two wives. One was an older wife, one was a younger wife. As he was getting older, the younger wife tore out his white hair, and the other wife tore out the black hair. She didn't want him to be younger, and so forth. He ended up with a baldy. Korach Mikan, Korach Mikan. Korach, in a sense, wanted to chop this, to chop from the other one. He ended up with nothing. Why? Because when the word Korach is in the name itself, I said, switch it around becomes Ches Kuf Reish Chokor. He became all of a sudden the philosopher. And so forth, showing that I'm smarter than that. I'm taking over Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm smarter than he is, etc. I know, etc. You become a choyker. Once you become Chokhma is more Ruba Mimasa, what happens is a Chokhmas Miskayemes. That's the Yisrael. That leads to the third interpretation of Korach, reads Rochok, Reish Ches Kof, takes you further away from the Rabbeinu Shalom. The more you begin to think into it and you don't understand the machshava and accept the leadership, it's rochoik. And ultimately, I said, but the punishment is there made in the name also. But he says over there, why you have rochach. Rochach is ketores. You're punished with the ketores. That's what I said in the name of Korach very briefly. I said this in the past. And you see, the whole Yisrael is under Korach over here. That's the lesson of the parsha is called Korach. That was self-believing.
You also have Terach, ice.
What?
Terach.
Yeah, ice. Yeah. He got cold from
he
a hot
cold
he became a cold Russian.
He wasn't warm to the cousin. He wasn't warm to his cousin.
His cousin, yeah. His first cousin, that's right.
Right. Anyway, terrific. I love it.
Yeah, I should talk to the rabbi.